kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Welcome back, Matthew Victor Pastor.
Hello.
Tavis Pinnington.
Yeah, hello.
And Mayen Estanero.
Magandang araw.
A long drive. Matthew, it's been a long journey to the drive. Tell us about it.
Well, A Long Drive is a very personal story, a short film that goes for 12 minutes, but in that 12 minutes, we get a real journey. The emotion and feelings that people go through when coming to this land, this place, this...
So basically migration experience.
Yes, yeah.
And Tavis, was it difficult filming the whole thing in a car, outside the car?
I think like the process of making the film, Matt and I really didn't have much resources to work with, so we use that to our, advantage. It's all shot naturally. Yeah. Very minimal camera coverage. It wasn't hard, but it was just thinking more creatively on how to actually tell the story properly using the camera. So,
and you had a lot of practice. You've worked with a lot of Filipino directors, Tavis.
Yes. Yeah, I've been doing this for a bit now. So, but Matt's never worked with another cinematographer, right? Like you've done all your stuff solo.
Not in recent years, but I mean some of the film school projects previously. Yeah. But as in, we're talking films that in the filmmaker that I am today, Tavis would be the first person that been able to
trusted.
Think. Yeah, partly because of the understanding of narrative story and also cinematic language that Tavis brings to filmmaking.
Yeah. And I really wanted, Matt and I met a few years ago and I really wanted to work with him, but I had to pull him a bit out of retirement. So,
which is good. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
You've worked with a lot of Filipinos.
Yeah.
Is that a conscious effort for you?
You
work with Caleb.
Yeah. Caleb and I have a pretty good working relationship and a friendship now, which is really great. I made it a conscious effort 2019 to kind of find that kind of community, and it took a while.
It's growing now
and it's insane how much talent there is coming up and that have already existed. So I just wanted to do it just so I could get in touch with my heritage a bit more, and I grew up in Australia, so there's definitely a side of me that's
Filipina.
Yeah, she's from Pasig.
She migrated here. Mm-hmm. So when you told her you wanted to go into film, did you say, "Tavis, dapat magdoktor ka"?
Walang pera dyan.
Hindi ka yayaman. You're not gonna get rich.
I kind of knew that already.
But did she say that, or did she say, "Oy, you have to be a director like Lino Broca or Lav Diaz"?
She didn't know who Lav Diaz is, but it was actually kind of a bit of a shock. I very, very early, when I was really little, I thought I'd be into maybe doing nursing or becoming a doctor. But
of course.
But very quickly, you had to be good at maths, and I was in the lowest maths class in school. So, it didn't really work out. But, my mum's very aware of what I do, and I took her to the premiere of Anak when we played Myth. And
she must have been very proud.
She was very proud. It was actually a really humbling moment.
Anak ko yan, ganun.
Yeah, it was really great. But she hasn't seen this film, though.
Mayen, hindi bago sa'yo ang larangan ng pinilakang tabing.
Medyo hindi.
So, bago ka pumunta dito, umaarte ka na sa entablado. Mm-hmm. Gumagawa ka rin ng mga VO sa commercial na sabi mo.
So, films, TV.
Nakatrabaho mo daw si Lav Diaz.
O, medyo.
So, nandun ka sa independent side ng pinilakang tabing, tama ba? Or
mostly,
indie?
Mostly theater. I've been doing it for 20 years before ako pumunta dito. Theater, probably around 15 years bago ko sinabi sa sarili ko na gusto ko i-try ang film. Pero I've been doing a lot of like independent films then before that. Pero bread and butter ko talaga ang pagiging isang performer sa Pilipinas na medyo mahirap dahil nga kung ang mga magulang mo.
Pero
din.
Nakapag-asawa ka naman ng nurse kaya okay.
Nakapag-asawa ko ng nurse kaya proud siya sa akin.
So, mahirap ba yung transition nung pumunta ka dito? Paano mo nahanap yung mga kapwa mo Pinoy?
Actually, I had no choice. I came here actually,
dahil sa pag-ibig.
2019, bumibisita na ako. Nung umpisa ng 2020, mga January, kailangan ko umuwi dahil may theater production kami sa Japan. Came back para magbakasyon lang din for about 2 months kasi may another production kami sa Japan and Poland and may mga iba pa akong kailangan gawin. And then the pandemic happened, sabi ng universe, tumigil ka.
Oo. So, napirmi
ka, ka na, dito. Napirmi na.
So, ano yung feeling na nakakilala mo si Matthew, si Tavis, mga sila Caleb, mga kapwa mo Pilipino na parang sa kanilang sariling mga pamamaraan ay binabahagi nila yung pagka-Pilipino sa mas malawak na audience sa Australia?
Actually, ang chill kasi nila. Sobrang chill. So, medyo nanibago ako. Kasi sa Philippines, medyo traumatic ang experience pag nag-ano ka eh.
Nag-film ka.
Nag-film ka or nag-TV ka. Different experience. Sa kanila, parang after 8 hours, pagod ng mga tao.
Kain na tayo.
That's it. That's it for the day. Mm. In the Philippines, yung first 8 hours mo, umpisa pa lang yun. Yeah, because mag-shoot kayo for about, I don't know, 16 to 24 to 40, no, not 48, probably 30 hours. Mm. So, nung na-meet ko sila, chill and at the same time, sobrang nire-respeto ko ang kanilang, kung paano sila how they tell their stories. Dahil may respeto sila sa process ko, may respeto sila sa process ng isa't isa. So, ayun lang, parang masaya lang dahil alam mong kung ano man yung binibigay mo doon sa film na yon, proseso mo yon, hindi dinikta sa'yo.
Matthew, you said that this was a very personal story. Was it hard for you to put it into words?
Yeah, like with anything that I do when it's film related, and which is why I've slowed down on making films in recent years, because it is personal, and when it's personal, I'm actually sitting with that and experiencing it over and over again. It does start to get a bit much for me. So putting it to words is a lot easier when you have people around you that understand these stories, and that's why nearly the whole film crew is Filipino.
99%
yeah, probably
Pinoy.
99. Yeah, mm. Pinoy. Mm. I mean,
so did you have rice for breaks? Did you eat adobo?
We actually shot this film in nearly half a day.
Yeah.
Like to pull back the curtain a bit. The process of pre-production
was longer than the film itself.
Probably the cooking of adobo was longer.
Who did? I don't know who made that.
Yeah. It was you.
Yeah. Was it?
I think it was you.
Oh, it was me.
So
yeah,
you know how to cook adobo.
It was me. Yeah. Because it's my Tupperware. Yeah. In the production design. That's right. The pre-production was longer than the actual shoot itself. Like, I remember, we were both so busy in slotting this into our other life, like our lives and stuff, I did the location scout on Google Maps. And the shot of the power lines at the end of your monologue, which I think is one of the greatest shots.
It's my favorite.
The greatest scenes. I really pat myself on the back for it. It was really great. Like, us too, because we've worked together quite a few times. It was we were very in sync of what we were doing. So, but the shot of the power lines, I remember reading the script and I was like I wanted that shot. And so in order to find that location, I was scouting Google Maps for
power lines.
Yeah. There was I was going out east, out west, and I was just following the road. I don't know. I can't
somewhere
remember.
Somewhere in the west.
It was somewhere out west.
In the highway.
Yeah, and it was a really like surreal kind of experience actually, because we got to that spot and sun's going down. You don't have much time to shoot. Yep. I think we only did two takes of that. That scene.
Performance was nailed in literally just two takes.
Yeah.
That long take.
And it was
so good.
So it's so different from all your other movies.
That's because of the sensibilities of having a team. I feel like when I go forward as a filmmaker, I would like to work in this way more and more. I'll still have my individual style that when I make a film in my own kind of way, like insular and very neurotic and me. But
this working, is less angry.
It's so good having that perspective. It really, I just wish that I could eventually scale that into something bigger with a big Filipino crew too, because having such a good core team.
Yeah. So it's just a Pinoy vibe.
Yeah, and I think that helped me in terms of how I directed this one compared to how I would direct normally. And I think anyone who's seen this instantly can see the difference. But unfortunately, with filmmaking, everyone's busy in lives.
Yep.
You know, we're all kind of puzzle pieces that get put back together metaphorically and physically. But,
there's still...
that made no sense.
I think there's still, like, a lot of Matt in the script. It's very, you know, and I think it was all three of us really kind of put it into the script as well, or into the film as well. But it's very a lot more. It is less angry, a little less angry, Matt, and
but
more
it makes
meditative.
You angry. The story makes
you. That's so true.
It's more audience focus in that regard, and not like me and my, I guess, fragmented personality that I'm trying to fix on screen.
Yeah.
You know,
It was like me when I was watching it. It was like I was there. I was experiencing the long drive with my inn. You know, it's like, wala akong pambayad sa rent. You know, it was something that most of us would probably have experienced. Not just the whole story, but the little bits of it. Like, you know, I cooked food, di ba? Meron akong handa para sa'yo pag galing mo sa trabaho. It was very Filipino. Like, I have all the meron akong chicharon, meron akong... You know, all the things. So, it actually made me hungry, the opening scene.
it's a funny story. Matt, we got some chicharron or something, and Matt, you couldn't stop eating the chicharron because we had the shot of the food in the back, and then, like, we were kind of just shooting, and then Matt was like, oh, I can't stop eating the chicharron.
So you shot it, wala nang laman. It was empty.
No, we shot that shot and then
I just kept on eating.
Then
Matt, it was a really good chicharron.
Really
I don't know what
chicharron.
Brand that is again, but it's
one
of the good ones.
It was really good chicharron.
We were all eating it, I'm pretty sure.
I was staring at that Tupperware with the adobo in the rice.
Yeah, that's my Tupperware. that's one of them is my Tupperware. The other one's my ex-girlfriend.
We just talked about that like a few minutes ago. I'm like, that Tupperware's... That's yours, right?
One of them's mine, and then the other one belonged to my now ex-girlfriend. So,
did you return it?
I did return it. Yeah.
So, did you cook the adobo?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So, is that something
it's
you learned?
My mum's recipe. Yeah.
So is your adobo with a lot of sauce, or is it dry?
I like saucy adobo. Yeah, I'm a big sucker for sauce. So
with toyo.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And lots of bawang, garlic.
Yes. Was there? Yeah, I didn't have much time to make it, so I think I made it like that morning. I tried it, and I was like, "This is really good." And then we shot the film, and I didn't eat it. Unfortunately, it was sitting out for a very long time.
Oh, it's adobo. It can sit out for a day.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
It was made to do that
and vinegar. Yeah. So I guess it's kind of
designed
preserved.
For.
Yeah.
Did
you know that
days?
In the olden days they would put it in garapons jars?
Well, it's
and
got
then
vinegar
no
in
fridge.
It.
Yep.
Yeah. Nothing. And then. Yeah, because
just vinegar and salt.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then
that's
it'll there be a week or a month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's amazing.
The longer
the better.
You soak it, the better.
It's like the Filipino kimchi.
So what is it about you that you like to seek fellow Filipino creatives? What is it? Like, what are you looking for? Or
I mean, I kind of had to go on that journey on my own. For a while, like I kind of had to do that on my own. I think I was just like looking for a sense of like kind of maybe at the beginning of it, like a belonging. But now I don't know, just I naturally gravitate towards it. And like it's always about the script first, really, though. You know, I've been very lucky enough to work with Filipino directors and writers and producers and stuff that have actually a good script.
Yeah.
So I kind of, you know, that I guess that's luck or lucky.
And I think through the years, Filipino creatives in Melbourne is growing in number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you agree?
Yeah. Well, yeah. When I was kind of looking around in 2020, before I even came across Caleb and these two guys, I didn't really know where to begin.
Yeah.
To be honest, I kind of started making a conscious effort to shoot more just Asian, work with more Asian people in general. And then I was like, I met someone on another set and then kind of snowballed from there, really.
You're working full-time in the industry or are you doing...
Yeah, I work pretty much, yep.
In film?
Freelance. Yeah, film. Mostly, my whole income's mostly
for film. The people who want to go into film, what do you have to say? Because I know Matt works...
I have multiple jobs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he has multiple jobs.
Yeah.
My
I have an office job.
Man in Shang office. And you are here full-time.
Full-time, yeah.
I mean, I work hospitality here and there, like, because, you know, the industry goes through really rough patches, mm-hmm. and it has been going through a really rough patch in the last 4 years. And I've seen a few people now leave the industry due to it being really difficult to survive, and it is so hard to survive. So if anyone has a secondary job out there that is hustling away trying to get their first feature made, like, I see you. Like, it's so hard to live off this career.
Did you ever think, maybe I should choose another path? Maybe.
Yeah, last week.
What makes you go back?
Matt and I always talk about it.
It's always really hard.
But what makes you stay?
I get a good script, so I'll read the script and I'm like, I think I should do that, and or someone offers me a lot of money to shoot a commercial.
So you do commercials?
Yeah.
I think that's your bread and butter.
Yeah, it is, because you know, we
still need commercials, right? Yeah. In this digital age.
Yeah.
So there's money in film.
There is. You just, don't eventually. Bank on it. Eventually, you don't bank on, you know, becoming rich and famous from it.
You can.
Mm-hmm. But it'll come later. And if that's what you're really getting into it for, you're in for a very rude awakening. So
this film, A Long Drive, is at the St. Kilda Film Festival, which starts...
There's two screenings. So the first one is coming up this Saturday, the 7th, and at the Astor Theatre. It's our first time all screening at the Astor Theatre, I take it. It's a theatre that I've wanted to screen a film at for most of my life.
And, so, ikaw mo ba yan? Pag
which is great.
May shift yung asawa mo. Sinasabi niya, manood kayo, nasa... Sino yung asawa ko? Uy, manood kayo.
Actually, siya yung very supportive dahil ako ayokong panoorin yung mga films ko or kung ano man yung ginagawa ko. I don't invite anyone at all. At all. If I do a theater production, I don't invite anyone, or if it's a film, nada. He's just very supportive. So alam niya kung ano yung mga ginagawa ko, and he would invite his family or his friends. Mm.
So number one fan.
Yeah, number one fan. Oh, so ako yung bad trip because ayoko nga mo yung manood.
Sayang naman. So, A Long Drive, Matthew. Different story, but every Filipino, I guess not just Filipino, every migrant story.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time. Matthew Victor Pastor, Tavis Pinnington, and Mayen Estanyero. Estanyero. Yes. Maraming salamat. Thank you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.